It's not true. No, I haven't spoken to Steve for some 18 months or so. I texted him. Was it the end of last season? Season before last, when Hull got to the cup final, wished him all the best. Got a nice reply from him, but he's been busy with Hull, and then probably on holiday when he left Hull, and I've been busy with my business, so we haven't had any contact. So there's absolutely nothing in that story as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so that straightens that out. The next obvious question that I would have to ask is that if the call did come, what would you say?
Well, I've got to say, it would probably be no, because, and that would become a surprise to a lot of Villa supporters, but I think goalkeeping coaching is a younger man's sport. I'm heading racing towards 60, although I don't look like it, Rigo.
You don't. 28, I'd have said.
Yeah. Oh, thanks very much. But if I started kicking 100 balls a day again, which is required when you do that job, probably my leg would fall off. So I'm fit and healthy. My business is running really well. Again, if I came out of that and took 2 years, whatever, and then got the sack at Villa when Steve left or whatever happened, things didn't go well, then I'm going to lose business, and it'd be take a while for me to get that back up. And plus, Rigo, I enjoy being a supporter. We haven't had a lot to jump up and down about the last few years, but I've enjoyed going down on a Saturday afternoon and sitting there and watching Villa. When being at the club for 19 years, you don't get to appreciate what a great support this football club's got. And to be able to sit there on a Saturday afternoon at Villa Park and watch the supporters and watch their passion, it's been a real eye-opener to me the last few years. And I still want to be able to do that, I think. I hope I'm pro Steve Bruce. I hope he gets the job. Happy to speak to him about my thoughts of all departments at the football club, goalkeeping or whatever. And I will give him 100% backing. But at the moment, I don't think the job's for me.